Nearly everything on this site was co-written with AI. Not AI-assisted in the clean sense. More like I talked, it drafted, I shaped some of it, and left much of it alone. Most of it isn't exactly my writing. It's not exactly not mine either. Polish is procrastination with better branding. I know deeply the instinct to sit on everything until it's refined. When I care about something, I'll iterate on it endlessly. But not everything gets that same degree of attention, and I've watched the instinct to refine everything kill more ideas than the lack of ever has. I've had rough thoughts I wanted to get down. Blog posts, field notes, colophon entries. Some I've voice dictated. Some I've appointed an AI to draft with zero regard for how it came out. The goal was simple. Get an idea into a place where it exists outside my head. Then I shipped them. Not after a round of editing, not after sleeping on it. I shipped the Frankenstein versions because the Frankenstein versions are the ones that are real. I know you can tell, and that's the point. Some of it, you can feel what I was going for. The intent comes through even when the execution is rough. Others, you can tell the AI took a direction and produced something I didn't check closely. A colophon entry that gets details wrong because I described it from memory. Or it did. A blog post backfilled after the fact that lost the thread of why I cared. Field notes summarized into tidy capsules when they should have stayed raw. Blog posts with a structure so clean, you just know I didn't organize it that way. I'm not going to pretend that's all fine. Some of it is genuinely worse than what I'd write on my own. But the alternative wasn't better writing. The alternative was no writing. And no writing teaches me nothing, builds nothing, ships nothing. It's all a scratch pad. Here's the thing that took me a while to see. Even the rough stuff is doing work. Every post, every field note, every colophon entry, it's a record of where my head was at. A historical scratch pad across all the different facets of this site. And my thinking, the blog posts, capture what I was chewing on. The field notes capture what I was into. The colophon entries attempt to capture what I was choosing, changing, and why. Even when the writing is sloppy, even when the model got a detail wrong, the intent is pinned to a moment in time. That's valuable to me, regardless of how polished the entries are. I keep coming back to this. Content that exists beats content that's perfect. A rough field note from 3 months ago tells me more than the pristine version I never got around to writing. The scratch pad doesn't need to be beautiful. It needs to be there. The messy middle is more honest than either side. There's a version of this where I write every word myself, slowly, carefully, and there's a version where I hand everything to a model and publish whatever it produces. Both of those are clean. Both are legible. And both are lies about how my work actually happens now. The real process is uglier. I talk converse with a model, get something back, shape it further, or don't. Sometimes I'm going back and forth, actually tuning, trying to get closer to what I meant. Other times I say write a rough draft of this and ship whatever comes back. Both, as evidenced, are on the site right now, and I'm not going to label which is which because the distinction matters less than I care to know. This is what AI collaboration actually looks like for me here. Not a fully polished partnership. Not AI assisted in that clean, marketable way. It's two imperfect systems mashing rough ideas together and seeing what survives. The output is messier than pure human writing and messier than pure AI writing. It's also net more honest than both. The roughness is the aesthetic. I've started paying attention to what feels like me versus what reads like a cleaned up summary of me. Not a structured methodology. More like noticing patterns. Co-creating a voice, seeing what sticks. I do want the writing to feel authentic and accurate. But right now, getting things out is the priority, and there's something I genuinely like about the roughness itself. It's not just a side effect of moving fast. It's a vibe. The seams showing, the obvious LLM fingerprints next to obviously human tangents, the unevenness. That texture is part of what makes the project feel like a real working space instead of a meticulously curated portfolio. This is where it goes. Everything on this site is equally rough right now. Some posts nail what I was going for. Some are obviously AI-steered in ways I didn't catch or didn't care, or haven't yet cared to fix. It'll probably get better over time, but I'm done treating better as a prerequisite for published. The whole site is an experiment in shipping before I'm ready, which is the only way I've found to learn what ready actually means. I'm going to keep going with it because the record is accumulating, the scratch pad is filling up, and that matters more to me long term than getting everything just right.